Hi, I'm Dan Leonard.
And I'm George Whittam.
And this is VoiceOver
Body Shop.
Or VO.
BS.
All right, we got a great show tonight. Armin Harstetter is our guest. He is the head of and owner and creator and the bottle washer
and webmaster.
And webmaster at Bodalgo. And we're going to talk about Bodalgo and some cool stuff that he's doing there, a little bit about the European market and pay to plays.
That's right.
And we've got the BOBS Vox News.
Yeah, we have a story about Windows 10. Can you upgrade if you already have? What issues are you dealing with?
Right.
And then a little bit about that fact that the VoiceOver bulletin board is no more.
Oh, no.
We'll talk a little bit about that.
And a new Mugman music video at the end of our show. So stay tuned for that right now on VOBS VoiceOver Body Shop. Don't go away!
Two men, twin sons from different mothers, with a passion for voiceover recording technology and the desire to make recording easy for voice actors everywhere, together in one place. George Whittam, the home studio engineer to the stars, a Virginia Tech grad with an unmatched knowledge of all the latest gear and technology in voiceover today. Dan Leonard, the home studio master, a voice actor with over 30 years experience in broadcasting and recording, and a no-holds-barred, myth-busting attitude for teaching you how easy it is. Together, finally, to bring you all the latest technology, the superstars of voiceover today, and leading the discussion on how to make the most of your voiceover business. This is VoiceOver Body Shop. And now, live from their super-secret multimedia studio in Sherman Oaks, California, here are George Whittam and Dan Leonard.
Good evening. There we are. I'm Dan Leonard.
And I'm George Whittam.
And this is VoiceOver
Body Shop.
Or VO.
BS.
None of that tonight either.
Nope.
Yes. See, now this looks like the moon.
I love that. I know. Love how it's like Sputnik.
I know.
Or something.
Beep. Beep.
It'd be funny if it was just slowly floating.
And I'd have to be
shot.
Going like yeah. that with it. That would, uh-huh. be, that would be a little different. Our guest tonight, Armin Harstetter.
Yep.
Great interview with him. We have to thank our sponsors because without them, why bother?
We wouldn't be able to enjoy a fine, toasty, and crispy, and freezing beverage. Toasty? Well, maybe you drink enough of these, you'll be toasted.
Yes,
but cheers anyway. We got Harlan Hogan.
Oh, absolutely. VoiceOver Extra.
Edge Studio.
Source Elements.
Rehearsal App.
And Antland Productions.
Yes.
By the way,
yeah.
The intro that we have, we love John Taylor.
We sure do.
Of all people in VoiceOver, he's one of our ultimate favorite people. But we've been running the intro for about a year now.
Mm-hmm.
If you would like to record the intro for it, write it down word for word. It's easy to get. Just go on YouTube and watch it about 50 times and write down every word as you hear it. And read it at the same pace, at the same length that John did. But don't imitate John.
That's the hard part.
We want your interpretation on how our intro should be, male, mm-hmm. female, whatever. You're
yeah.
all professional voice actors or aspiring to be so. Show us what you can do. We want to see that. Record it, MP3.
Mm-hmm. It's fine.
44 1K, 128.
Yeah, 128 mono.
Right, mono. Send it to us at theguys@vobs.tv. You could be on our show with your voice, and we will tell people that was so-and-so.
That's right. Yeah, we'd love to have you.
That's right. Let's see. What else we got tonight? We've got Armin. We've got a new Mugman. We've got
a
couple stories, some cool stuff. But right now,
news, the latest and most comprehensive voiceover industry news, brought to you live.
And now it's time for the VoiceOver Extra News. Talking about a career list. Making a list of things to accomplish the next day is a well-known tactic to success in anything, in any endeavor. And in voiceover, with so many entrepreneurial tasks on our minds, many voice actors find a list to be essential. I know I do. But why limit this to just the next day? In a new article on VoiceOver Extra, VoiceOver Pro Dan Hurst, a great guy, lists what readers are describing as a career course in a box and confirmations on what we as professionals have to do to keep a career moving. Essentially, Dan answers the question, what do you have to do to stay in the voiceover business? And his 7-point list covers everything but emptying the studio trash can. Okay, maybe you could add that as number 8. This career guide starts with always be building your business. And that takes time. Clients are always changing, and their clients are changing. You can't take current business for granted. So Dan says, I found that I need to spend up to an hour a day reaching out, making new contacts, connecting and reconnecting with new and old clients. Another point is why you tune into VOBS every Monday. So here perhaps we're preaching to the choir when Mr. Hurst says, revisit your sound, quit playing the mind game that you can go cheap, and then as you get more business, you'll build your equipment quality. No, start with good and then upgrade. If your sound quality sucks, 9 times out of 10, that will automatically disqualify you, he warns. There's going to be listening for only the first few seconds, and if it's not there, the quality's got bad, you're toast. And Dan qualifies it this way. It's not about expensive equipment versus cheap equipment, although cheap equipment is one of the main culprits. We say this all the time. It's about sound quality. Other points that are fleshed out in the article include, deliver what you do well. Audition early. Be unique. And charge what you're worth. P.S. Another list maker and self-confessed lover of accounting, Tom Deere, is also on VoiceOver Extra now with advice on how to succeed in the voiceover business without having to be an accountant. Among the biggies, know your cash flow and keep your business and personal finances separate. Check out these and other articles over at voiceoverextra.com. That's VoiceOver Extra with an X. TRA.
Excellent, man.
Yeah.
Well, I was looking for a great story for you guys today, and I found a little discussion on our VOBS group. And if those of you don't know, on Facebook, we have a group. It's a closed group, so if you want to be in there, you have to join.
Ask.
But just type in VOBS in Facebook, find the group, and it's a great place to discuss and get help from your fellow peers, such as this thread from Diana Birdsall. And she said, hey, folks, my PC is telling me that the free upgrade to Windows 10 is expiring on July 29th. That's true. Microsoft was giving free upgrades out until the end of July. Anybody have any advice? Should I upgrade or run far, far away? And has anybody had any issues with Windows 10 and the Scarlett 2i2? You know, one of our beloved audio interfaces. I combed through the responses. There were a lot of responses. I wanted to find out how it went for her. It sounded like it went pretty well. Half the people in there said, it's working great for me, it's beautiful. Half the people in the thread said, I had lots of trouble. I think the common thread among those who had lots of trouble was they may not have checked to see if there were drivers available that were current for Windows 10 for all of their hardware. And if you're on a Windows computer, it's not just about the audio interface. It's about all the components of the computer. Is your chipset of your motherboard supported? Is the graphic card supported? All those components have to be supported by Windows 10, and there has to be drivers. So make sure you have all that information clear up front before you do it. Back up before you do it. Make sure you're running the correct drivers. That is a big one. Stephen J. Cohen says the ASIO drivers for Scarlett works flawlessly. He also says Windows 10 Pro on your studio is the way to go. Don't use the home version. Why? Because the home version, it can force updates on you when you don't want them, which is not a good thing for a professional studio. You do not want updates forced on you when you're not expecting them. Updates for up to 4 months. You can say, I don't want that thing for a while, and say, but you can't delay it forever.
Right.
Only 4 months.
And they'll actually listen to you for
Well, that's what it says. Like, you can check a box and say, remind me in 4 months or something like that.
Do you get to do that in 4 months and say, remind me in another 4 months?
I don't know. It hasn't been out that long. No, yeah, I haven't seen.
It'll be Windows 11 by that time.
Yeah, so. Exactly. So, I mean, just make sure you're backed up. Make sure you have your good drivers. Make sure you have the latest drivers for the Scarlett. I heard of an issue where people were having a low recording level they couldn't explain on their Scarlett until they updated the driver.
And you ask, have you updated anything recently?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 1 to 10.
Yes. Make sure you're on your new drivers. New drivers, new drivers, new drivers. Very, very important.
Unless you're on a Mac.
Unless you're on a Mac, and then it's pretty rare that you have driver issues. Very, very rare. Another little thing is we said goodbye to the beloved VoiceOver Bulletin Board a month ago.
VOBB.
Yeah, the vo-bb.com. You can still go there. The page is still live, and that's good. You can still browse. You can still search for topics.
It's a cornucopia, a virtual Bible of VoiceOver advice. Some of it really good, some of it.
Yeah, you know, but a lot of it's good because there's a lot of professionals on there.
Right.
And I was on there for a long time, probably 6 or 7 years. I think I had about 1,300 posts maybe on there by the time it was all said and done. But the board czar, as she liked to call herself, has closed the board, and she's not – I don't know. We don't know if she'll ever reopen it. We're kind of sad about that. There was a vibrant community there.
Maybe so, she wanted to concentrate on her actual voiceover career as opposed to being – a monitor of a billboard. Of course, it's been there for like, what, 12, 13 years?
Since 2004.
Oh, my goodness.
November 2004 is when the board opened. So, you know, sometimes you just got to do you have to make dramatic steps to make a change.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people are like, I would have helped. I would have taken over the forum. I would have been the admin. But
until you actually do it.
Yeah. So, you know, I think it was time to let it go. But I'm wondering where you guys, now that you, those that were users of the VOBB, those that were active on there, the community, where are you now? Because there were a number of people on there that were non-Facebook users.
Yeah.
You know, they were like anti-Facebook. Where are you guys going? Are you on Google Plus? Are you on LinkedIn? Is there another forum we should know about? We'd like to know. Tell us, send us an email. You can put a comment below in the video. Put it on the VOBS group. Let us know where you're going now for your discussions.
Right. Of course, they can always enter a discussion and start it on our Facebook page, at the VOBS page.
And, yeah, or the group.
We love getting technical questions there, and we actually use them on the show.
Yeah.
If you have any technical questions, you can always throw it in the chat room as well. And I know Antony is in there.
Yes, he is.
And if you have a technical question for us, ask us. We'll be happy to answer it because we know the answer. And if we don't, we'll make up something.
That's the right answer. We'll make you up a good answer.
Exactly.
But I guess we're ready to go on to our next segment.
I guess we are.
Yeah.
So we'll be taking a little break, and we'll be right back after this.
Thanks for joining us once again for another episode of VoiceOver Body Shop.
Hiya, VO friends. You say you ain't booked a VO gig in 7 years, and your demo is so old that you can hear the clicks from the stock music records, and you hear so much tape hiss that you run to the sink to see if the faucet is running, and the engineer used so much echo on your voice that it sounds like it was recorded in the Grand Canyon, and the scripts seem a bit dated too, advertising the new and improved 1938 Plymouth Road King. Is that what's been troubling you, Bunky?
We lift your head up high and take a walk in the sun. Your demo can be killer, too. Just contact Uncle Roy at AntlandProductions.com and book yourself a shiny new killer demo. Show your stick-to-itiveness and show the world you'll never give up, never give up, never give up that dream.
You're watching VOBS.TV. I don't know why. It's crazy what they do here. I think I'm going to go somewhere else and have a cheese sandwich.
All right, we're back, and we're going to talk a little bit about one of our illustrious sponsors at VOBS, and that is SourceElements.com. If you are a voice actor who is playing a bigger game, you're not just recording self-directed stuff and doing 99% auditions anymore, now you're starting to kind of work and do bigger jobs, you might want to consider looking into the tools available to you at sourceelements.com, like Source Connect. Source Connect is a powerful method of high quality, high reliability to allow you to stream audio between your studio and another recording studio. And Source Elements stands kind of alone in a way in that they've established themselves early on in the game as being a professional tool. So they've kind of been around quite a long time. And another thing that makes them unique is their plug-in architecture, which allows you to run their software and plug it in to your DAW. So if you're a recording studio that runs Pro Tools or Nuendo or one of those production softwares, you can run Source Connect software directly plugged in to those DAWs. So it's great for studios, but talent, you don't need to have something that complicated. You can just run the Source Connect standalone software, and you can now get it a 15-day free trial. Just go over to sourceelements.com and sign up, and you can start using it right away. You can also get their subscription model so that you don't have to have an iLock. You just have to have an iLock account. You don't have to buy an iLock key, and you can start using Source Connect right away and just pay a low monthly fee for the access. So thanks again for sourceelements.com. We appreciate you guys supporting us at the show, and we love your products. Thanks again. We'll be right back in just a second.
Fighting broke out overnight for Sunday's Indie.
What do you want to watch tonight?
I don't know. I mean, the same stuff's always on all the time.
Oh, I am so sick of American Pickers. What about VOBS?
Yes! Oh my gosh, you just read my mind! That's perfect!
I want to watch it because you know why? They've got the best BS about VO.
VOBS. Mondays, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific on VOBS.us.
And we're back here on Voice Over Body Shop, Monday night. Where else would you rather be? I know where some of you would rather be, but right now we're going far, far away.
Even further away than the Olympics.
Even further.
Further than Brazil.
A place where the Olympics has actually occurred.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
1973?
Correct us if we're wrong on that date. That's an odd number. Is that possible?
72. 72 Munich Olympics. But joining us from Munich, Bavaria in Germany is our good friend and owner of the casting site Bodalgo, Armin Harstetter. How are you this morning?
Almost.
Not exactly the morning. Hello, Dan. Hello, George. Thanks for having me. It's 11 o'clock p.m., so late night. Well, you probably wouldn't call it late night. It's kind of late night for a dad with two kids, but I'm feeling fine. I would like to go back to Olympics, but I can't do that because I have more important stuff to do now. And I'm very happy to be with you tonight.
Yeah, you're not missing anything. It's just swimming, archery, all that kind of stuff. Anyway, now you're a voice talent yourself, correct?
Yes, I am. Started in 2004 by coincidence. Boring story. If you want to hear it, I can tell it later.
Just give us the highlights.
The highlights. I used to work for a publishing company that also published FHM magazine. For Him magazine was pretty big a few years ago, and the publisher wanted a voiceover for a spot they produced, and they needed it really fast. And because he complimented me on my voice all the time, I was working together with him. I said, "Well, why don't we try my voice? If you don't like it, nothing is lost. You just take a different voice, and that's it." We went to the studio. The guy in the studio said, "Well, I can see you're not a professional voice talent, but there's something there. I see something in you. I don't know what it is. And if you follow my directions, everything will be cool." And everything was cool, kind of. And I thought, oh, now I'm a voice talent. Of course, I was not. I was completely naive. But that's when I started, 2004.
About the same time as many people did, just really at the dawn of the internet voiceover age, which 2003, 2004, when we started to actually see stuff coming on online. Now, how did you come about to create Bodalgo out of doing this?
That's a really good follow-up question, because when I thought I was God's gift to the voiceover industry in 2004, which
aren't
I was
we all?
I was sending my demo. I only had one demo. It was that one spot for FHM magazine. And I sent it out to all the agencies I could find in Germany. And not a single one of them could be bothered to reply. So I went online and was searching for maybe there are other things I could like audition. And I found a Canadian-based website. And I thought, well, that's a great website. You could like sign up, you get the audition, the jobs, you can audition. But there were the jobs were, of course, English. And I thought, maybe there's something in Germany as well, so I can audition for German jobs. But there wasn't anything. And I thought, oh, bummer, that's a shame. Somebody should do that. And that was still back in 2004. And 3 years later, there was still no website in Germany that had German jobs. And I thought, nobody's going to do that. I'm going to do it myself. And this was the idea for Bodalgo.
Mm. And how long did it take you to actually code that and put it all together?
Well, have you ever heard about the Oktoberfest in Munich, the beer fest?
We have them here as well.
We try to emulate that. We don't do a very good job of it. But
sometimes
we try.
On a daily basis.
That's a different story that you think you have an Oktoberfest over there. But well, let's not go into that one for a moment. But in September, there is the Oktoberfest. And it was just like across the street where I lived. And I think I went home from Oktoberfest that night. And it was in September. I had a few beers and I started that night coding. I thought, nobody's ever going to do it. I do it myself. I tried if I could do it. I had programming experience. I'm an old Commodore 64 kid. And I started it in September and it went, the first version went live in January 7th, 2008. So about 3 months.
Wow. And immediately, how did you promote it and get people to get on there?
Again, thank you for this question, because when I had the site ready, I was thinking like, now I have a site ready, so nobody knows about the site. But then I remembered when I signed up with a Canadian website, I saw a German talent there. And actually, he was the president of like a speakers, like a voice talent union in Germany. And I remembered him when I was thinking, who should I promote the website with? And I dropped him a line and an email and said, listen, you have like 300 talents in your kind of union. It's not a proper union. It's kind of a union. And I said, your talents get it for free for the first half year. If they sign up by March 31st. And 1 week later, I had 70 voice talents. And from that base, and they were all German talents. And then I had 70 talents, and I thought, okay, now I can go to Google AdWords and all the usual suspects and promote the website to the people that actually need voice talents. And this is how it started.
And how many members do you have now?
Well, in total, there are about 5,200 something. That doesn't sound very much when you compare it to other websites that claim they have like 120,000 voiceover talents.
So yeah, right. Yeah.
Because from the very first moment, I thought, well, I can't have amateurs there, because imagine you have a client, and it doesn't need to be a top shelf client, just any client, and he gets, let's say, 50 auditions. And 20 of them are clearly from, or 25 or even more, are from amateurs. Well, this client will never, ever come back to your website because they think, well, the quality is not good enough. So from day one, I listened to each and every profile myself and kicked out the ones that were just not good enough. And I know this is sometimes it's a matter of taste, but if somebody is an amateur, he's an amateur. It's not a matter of taste. It's a matter of technical quality, a matter of education, voiceover-wise. And in the beginning, I wrote them in like nice email. That's where I said, I'm very sorry, but you're just not right there, and we're looking for something different at Bodalgo. But then those people began to discuss, enter discussions, and became sometimes really, really rude, including threatening with physical violence, that I stopped doing that. And I just deleted the profiles. And this is what I'm doing now. If somebody is not making the cut, the profile that gets deleted, and there will be no email telling him or her about the reasons, because it does not, unfortunately, lead to anywhere.
Yeah. yeah, people can get really touchy about that kind of stuff. You know, like, who are you to judge me? But you know.
Yes, and to be fair with them, yeah, I can understand it. Who wants rejection? The issue is though that, it's really true to a certain degree that the people who have the least amount of talent discuss the most, and it's not a joke. It's really, and the ones that are really serious about the business. And when they, sometimes people write to me, oh, I see my profile got deleted. I understand you don't give reasons why, but could you take the time, 5 minutes, please? I really want to get better, and what should I do? And then sometimes I say, okay, here's somebody that is really serious about it. He wants to get better. So why not give him, point his head into a direction where he could learn a bit more? And and I do that, and the people are very grateful for that. So I'm not always the heartless guy that clicks the delete button. But, it's a not so well-known fact that Budalgo is me, myself, and I. I have to do it all myself. I don't have a team of 100 people that are doing cold calls or writing explanations why people don't make it in the roster. So I have to invest my time where it's invested best, and that's not explaining to amateurs why they are not chosen.
Yeah. So where are the primary clients coming from, the people who are hiring voices? Is it all over the world? Is it are you getting a lot of North America? Is it primarily Germany or Austria and Switzerland or all over Europe?
From the day Budalgo was – or because it started all in Germany, many, many, many clients are coming from Germany, Austria, Switzerland, the whole German-based area here. But when I took Budalgo to like an international rollout, and this was like in the first half of 2008, where I then first translated it to English and later followed Spanish and Italian. So this, of course, broadened the base. And still the majority comes out of Germany, Austria, Switzerland. But the next market already is the US market. But also many people from Italy, France, UK, the Northern Europe, you name it. They're coming really all over the place. And the more I invest my time in, and I just started that, I employed a PR guy for the English/UK market. And we are doing lots of blogging, approaching different companies. And I can see there's a pickup in the numbers of your English based, could be UK, could be United States, companies that are posting jobs, and the jobs numbers are picking up slightly. It's not a huge step. And I know that talents would like to see much more jobs, because compared to other websites, Budalgo has not the same amount, and I completely appreciate that. And this is the number one goal working. But still, Budalgo is just scratching the surface of the U.S. market, and there's lots more potential there, and I'm doing my very, very best to get more there. But in general speaking, they're coming all over the world. The majority is coming out of Germany and Europe, and the amount of jobs coming out of U.S. is getting more and more.
Since some of the other sites out there that sell online casting obviously have some pretty massive sales teams and all that kind of thing, and you're kind of sticking with a lot more of a lean and mean kind of approach. What are some of the, you started touching on it, but what are some of the tactics you're using to recruit more clients and get more attention to your service?
There's two things there. Yes, I know about the plans of, let's say who it is. I know that Voices.com wants to employ they want to increase the number, the number of employees to 400 by the end of 2017. Now, you don't need to be studying rocket science to know where the majority of those will go to. Well, one is the management services that they offer, and the other one is cold calls. Cold calls is a very, very difficult thing to do. First of all, in Germany, you're not allowed to do them.
No.
At least...
I like that law.
Yeah, I would like that too.
At least not within the EU, like the European Union. On the other hand, I think it's highly annoying. Nobody wants cold calls, and I'm not sure how you, if you get really quality jobs out of those things, but that's a different story. It works. They have thousands and thousands and thousands of jobs during the year, and many voice talents are very happy with the jobs voices.com provides, and I think they have a fair point, and if that's their business model, so be it. It's just not the way I could, but definitely I can't afford having 400 people running around making cold calls. No, the strategy is a little bit different. What I try to do is to create a product that is so insanely great that people that use it once say, this is fantastic, I want to use it. And if they and to get more people using it, and I hopefully we touch this point a little bit later, I create something like Budalgo Call, where you have this ISDN replacement that is completely for free, unlike other ISDN replacements where you have to pay up to 500 bucks a year. And I want people to see that and say, okay, this is a great service, I'm going to use it, and then say, hey, hang on, there are 5,200 wonderful talents as well. So next time I'm looking for a talent, I better check out this place too, because what I would call works wonderfully. Maybe those talents work as wonderfully as well.
Yeah.
And there I see my chance. Also, I see my chance like doing the PR. I don't have like the head count, so I think I need to be I don't need to be more clever or something like that, but to maybe a bit more dedicated, showing more ownership. I still believe that if you really, really believe in your own thing, you can push things further than any employee can do for you. Maybe that's why I still don't have employees. We think that.
So tell us a little bit more about Budalgo Call and how do you designed it and how does it work for, you know, for clients and for voice talents within your site?
So to understand Budalgo Call, let me first explain what the background technology is. This is important because many others are using it. So there is a wonderful, wonderful thing called WebRTC, Web Real-Time Communication. It's a standard that is, I think, within the HTML5 standard, and it's built in most of the web browsers already today. And it enables you to create real-time, peer-to-peer audio and or video connections, and you don't need any other software than your browser and, of course, an internet connection. Now, people saw that, like IPDTL, like Session Link Pro, and they said, wow, that's a great thing, and it is. It works like magic. And they see, I think, because ISDN will be shut off in a couple of months or something like that. So we need some replacement. And of course, WebRTC, because it has a wonderful codec called Opus, which is a real great audio codec. And you can use it to have a hi-fi quality audio connection over the internet that comes kind of completely for free. Okay, you need to develop an app that actually uses the API that WebRTC offers with the browsers, but it's not rocket science. You can code that. So when I saw IPDTL and Session Link Pro, I thought, well, wouldn't it be a great idea? You have a platform with 5,200 talents, or at that time maybe 4,000 talents. Wouldn't it be a great idea to integrate that? Because somebody that books a talent, well, there's a good to fair chance he wants to listen to the recording while it happens. Or the recording studios that have heard of Budalgo but maybe have been reluctant to use it because they were thinking, oh, it's fishing in my river. That they now think, oh, hang on, that is cool. And the reason why Budalgo Call is for free is not only to get the people interested. There's one more thing to it. WebRTC is completely for free. It comes built into your browser. So the technology is already there. Yes, you need to create an app around it, but you would not pay for Safari or for Firefox or Chrome. Nobody pays for that. Why would you pay for an add-on to those things like WebRTC that is given to you for free, basically? And so it doesn't cost me anything apart from the development costs to run this service. So why should I ask for money? It's a wonderful tool, and I think it will will change the way we're working in the voiceover industry big time. And now, what does it do? What I would call, you share a link with anybody in the world you want to engage into a hi-fi quality audio session. So, for example, Dan or George, you're the voice talent that I book, and I send you a link. You go to the link in Chrome, Firefox, Safari, you name it. I go to the same link just from my perspective. We hit the call button. The connection is established, and I could record what you're doing in your studio into my Logic or Pro Tools or whatever recording software I use, and in real time. You don't even have to send me your recording, because Podalgo Call, and I'm a bit proud of that, it's the highest quality in the market. The usual suspects use between 128 kilobit per second up to 320, which already is, let's be honest, 320 is probably more than you need for voiceovers. But WebRTC allows for up to 510. Well, if it allows for that, why not do it? If the bandwidth is there, then it gets a little bit better, doesn't it? So, Podalgo is the only one that goes up to 510 kilobits. It's a one-on-one session at the moment, but I'm working on the conference version of it at the moment with unlimited number of participants, so you can have voiceover talent, client, studio, casting director, booth director, agent. They could all be there, and it would still work wonderfully. But this is like in a few months to come. So, and Podalgo Call comes for free with every member of Podalgo, no matter if he's a voice talent or client. And it's a wonderful thing, works like magic. I can only tell you to try it out for yourself, because it's really, really cool. I can't hear you.
On the mic.
Hey, the Mr. engineer Audio. Forgot to turn the mic on. How easy is it for you to get up and started? Do you have to have a paid account to get access to start using it and try it out?
You mean to try out Podalgo Call?
Podalgo Call. Yeah, I'm sorry. Podalgo Call specifically.
I can tell you how easy it is. You just go to podalgo.com/call, and then you can try it out. No matter if you are a member or not. And if you go to podalgo.com/call, yeah, there you go. That's all that you need. And so now you share the link that you see under the instructions. Number one, share the link with a colleague. You share that link to anybody in the world. And as soon as this person goes to that website, then you see the button that says waiting for participant. This button will change into call. So you immediately see when the other party is there. It's really easy. And then you call, and boom, there you go. It's it works really. And then you see this little video. Yes, thank you. And it shows you in 90 seconds how it's done. And it works. It works very easy and very reliable and super high quality.
Something that a lot of the voice actors have been talking about, because we have, you know, you're throwing your hat into the ring, as you say, you know, there's another technology out there. When is it going to be possible for your tool to connect to the other tools that are out there for some more interoperability? Do you think that's ever going to be possible?
I was thinking about that. I'm not sure whether IPDTL can connect with SessionLink Pro. I don't think they can connect to each other.
Yeah, yeah. You'd be the first one to do it. If you do it, you'd be the first one to do it.
That's absolutely true. But let me tell you, or let me ask you a question. Why would we do that? Because Podalgo Call is for free.
Right.
So why would you they're all web-based, those services. You just have to go to a website with IPDTL, with SessionLink Pro, with Podalgo Call. Why would I need to be able to connect to the other ones when the person we want to connect to just has to go to a different page? It just has to click a different link. That it would be kind of an effort. And also maybe there could be security loopholes that I'm not sure of right at the moment. But I don't think there's the necessity to do that, because you just need a browser. And Podalgo Call works in almost all browsers, where the other two guys don't. Podago Call works in Safari. The others don't. Podago Call works
what?
In Word.
Oh. That's a surprise.
Yeah, don't need that Opus thing.
The surprise doesn't end here because it works also in Firefox, in Internet Explorer, Opera, you name it. It's not only the Chrome-based browsers where it works.
How about iOS? Do you have an iPhone iPhone app in the works? I mean, you don't have to tell us if you do, but you think that could happen?
iPhone is a very special thing because iPhone doesn't support WebRTC as of this day, at least not the Safari browser on iPhone. Surely enough, Apple will make WebRTC working on it. But
I hope so.
Creating a native iPhone app, why? You need an internet connection anyway, so you can simply use the browser in iOS. You don't need to have an app just to do the same thing you could do in a browser. So we just wait a little bit until Apple wakes up and gets the WebRTC standard into its products.
Right.
But Android, on the other hand, does work already. If you have an Android phone, it will work. Then again, if you want to record a voiceover talent over the internet, probably you don't do it on your phone. You're probably sitting in front of your desktop or in your studio. So then again, the necessity is probably not there. But it's a cool thing because I don't. And this is now talking about the conference thing. We just had the proof of concept for having many people in a conference call. And that is a very cool thing because what we also will do, and when I say we, sorry, it's just, I always say that, but it's only me. It's me. It will enable Podago to have open sessions all the time. Imagine there is a link you could go to, let's say, podago.com/, I don't know, voiceover chit chat. And people could just go there and see if there are somebody in the chat room and just engage chatting about what's happening in the voiceover world. And we could do many different rooms where X amount of people could talk to each other in a wonderful quality. We could do coaching, voiceover coaching over that thing because it will also include video. There's many, many ideas down the road. Again, something else where I hope to get attention so people will see and say, that's a great tool, but they're going to go, hang on. It's not only that great tool. There are many, many great voiceover talents. I need to try them out as well.
Yeah, I mean, the reason I brought up the iPhone is Americans don't know when to stop working.
Yeah, or put down their iPhone.
They can't stop working. They can't go. Yeah, they can't go on vacation. I got all the time. We get questions from people. I need to record on the road, you know, and I want to be able to use an iPhone. I mean, you guys know how to take vacation. Okay, we seem to have trouble with that.
holiday is, 4th of July here. It's not in the entire month of July.
Right.
Yes, it's true. In Germany, we have paid, usually you're paid for holidays up to 30 days, even 35, yes. But I had no holidays without working. I went on holidays, but I still work during holidays for 8 years because the internet never sleeps. So, and I,
that's right.
As I'm by myself and voice jobs need to be checked. New profiles need to be checked. So, it never slips.
Yeah. It's fascinating to see all these technologies come along. And the fact is for our voiceover today, if people have a good home studio, which thanks to George and I here, try to get everybody to have a good home voiceover studio. Generally, if you have the ability to easily connect with a client who can at least direct you over this sort of thing, not that they have to necessarily record you on the other end. That's a great advantage if it's integrated into a site. That makes it all that much more easier. Anyway, we've got a lot of questions from our amazing audience out there, from our chat room, and we want to make sure that we get those in. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Armin Heistetter talking about Podago Call, and maybe a little bit about the international market right after this. We'll be right back on VOBS.
VoiceOver Body Shop, where you can learn everything from mic technique to how to market your voiceover business to acting your way out of a wet paper sack, which is my favorite, by the way.
Learning never ends.
You continue to grow.
Edge Studio has grown. Pursue multiple disciplines in tandem and grow your career. We've added new courses in a new curriculum.
We picked the best coaches from the community of working voice actors.
A new technology division, engineering and consulting, led by George Whittam.
Follow your dream.
Sign up for advanced learning or register for an introduction to voice acting or foundation studies program.
See it all now
at thenewedgestudio.com.
Yeah, when you talk about voiceover technology, which, by the way, we do every day, and every Monday night on this show, it's a matter of getting access to the best stuff you can to make your home voiceover studio work the way you want it. And there are so many options out there. You can go to, there's a lot of magazines, and, you know, look at the ads. I want one of those.
I know. Magazines are dangerous.
Yeah, they are. Don't go to Audiophile magazine. You'll start buying tubes and all sorts of cool stuff. But if you really want good voiceover equipment that's not over the top, because face it, no one sees your studio. They only hear it. One of the best places to go is to voiceoveressentials.com. It's voiceoveressentials.com, run by our very good friend Harlan Hogan. And the great thing about voiceoveressentials.com is you can go there and see, first off, his great signature products that he makes, the headphones and the VO1A microphone and the Portabooth Pro and the Portabooth Plus. All of these great things that he has that are perfect for any voice actor, whether you're going on the road, whether you're recording at home. All of this stuff is easy for you to get from his website. He sends it right to your door. The mailman knocks on your door, gives it to you, and you open it up, and you use these fine, fine products.
And you get support.
And you get tremendous support on it, which is the most important thing when you're running an online retail store. But Harlan's great about it. He has an easy return policy if it's malfunctioning, which hardly ever happens, unfortunately for us. But when if it doesn't work or it doesn't meet your needs, you can send it back, and he usually is – it's no problem at all to do that. So if you're looking for the best voiceover stuff that exists on the face of the planet for you specifically, go over to voiceoveressentials.com and tell them we sent you, which is actually easy to do because all you got to do is go down to the bottom of our homepage and you will see Harlan talking into his Portabooth Pro right down there, right next to some of our other wonderful sponsors. Click on that. It will take you right there, just like that.
That's how he knows we sent you.
And that's important to us and to him, which is why he's been our sponsor for 5.5 years.
Since the eWabs days.
Oh, since episode number one. That's right. Must have been crazy. Anyway, voiceoveressentials.com. Go there. Buy his stuff.
Fighting broke out overnight for Sundays.
What do you want to watch tonight?
I don't know. I mean, the same stuff's always on all the time.
Oh, I am so sick of American Pickers. What about VOBS?
Yes! Oh my gosh, you just read my mind! That's perfect!
I want to watch it because you know why? They've got the best BS about VO.
VOBS, Mondays, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, on VOBS.us.
And we're back here on VoiceOver Body Shop, and our guest is Armin Hostetter, joining us from Munich, Germany, talking about Bodoggle Call, and a little bit about the international market. Let's talk very quickly about that, and then we have a bunch of questions from our audience. Working internationally has probably changed a lot over the last 10, 15 years. I know I used to do a lot of work with European companies, a few Asian companies, which are always fun to work with. What's it like to work in an international market? Do you have any quick tips for people to perhaps get access to where they need English voices?
There's one thing I wanted to comfort the people a little bit. a job coming out of Europe, many American talents are afraid that they are just too late because they're like 6 to 9 hours later. So they think, oh, the probably so many auditions are already there and I will not get the job. If, for example, the seeker searches for a neutral English, like an English that is not alienating any native English speaking audience. So, and that is not true. First of all, because with Budalgo, the latest auditions that are coming in are on top of the list that a voice seeker sees. So never be afraid of being too late. If you're late means you're number one on the list next time the voice seeker looks at the auditions that have shuffled in. The other thing is, I don't think that international clients are so, like, or European clients are that different from what you have there every day. It's not like that. Most of the people that are posting jobs are very experienced in searching voiceover talents. There are very many companies that are rather small. Still, they need an e-learning for their staff, or they need a nice voiceover for an image clip that they post on their websites. But they are not really very experienced in audio production or how to cast a voiceover talent. So I think the difference is not that big. But what I always tell the people how they should audition to any kind of jobs is, apart from a very relevant demo that, of course, you need to provide, is to not write novels in their offer, like in the written offer. Make it very, very short. You need to be relevant. You need to show a benefit to the client, and the tonality needs to be right. And I kind of like to tell the story that there is one Austrian. He lives in Austria, but he's a German speaking talent, and like German. And he tells me, Armin, there are I'm not auditioning for very many jobs. And if I audition, my price is really, really high. So I don't get very many jobs out of Budalgo. But if I get jobs, it's really like a huge thing. So this guy, if there is a 10-minute e-learning, he would charge €1,000 for that, for 10-minute e-learning, which is really, really, really highly priced. And he even goes to he sometimes auditions for stuff that is far too low for him, and then he will school in a very charming way, and he has the voice to do that. He will school the client, telling him what he really needs, and he does that. But he's not doing that in a very arrogant way. He's doing it in a very charming way that makes you laugh. And yeah, although he does this very strange audition, he sometimes gets away with it and gets the jobs, although he's way more expensive than the original budget was. So being creative in your audition can sometimes help. I'm not suggesting you do that all the time and getting over the top, but maybe if you audition for something where you say, okay, I see there are like already 70 auditions there. So, let's not start slating my name, which is a bad idea in online audition anyway. You should never do that, in my opinion, when you're doing online auditions. But let's try to have a completely different angle. Let's try to surprise this guy. Let's not start maybe with a script that he does, but do something really crazy. Try to figure out you can do something funny about the topic it's about, or maybe even about the name of the voice seeker, or the briefing, what he has written. Maybe there was some kind of misunderstanding or weird mistake. Yeah, yeah. Just be creative from time to time. It can really make the difference, and it can make you stand out sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Oh no, we're in Armin's living room. I'll have a beer, please. Preferably one of those local Munich brews. We've got a lot of great questions here from our audience here. I'll stop that. I can pick your nose if I have to. So
don't make me come over there.
Yeah, it's a long walk and an even longer swim. This is from Ginny Martin. She says, ISDN appears to remain a popular choice in Europe. One, do you think that by offering only IPDTL, Source Connect, and Skype phone patch services and not ISDN, a Budalgo client would be inclined towards the talent providing ISDN. In fact, might even discard a first choice if the talent didn't provide it and the client wanted to direct. And then she goes on, how does Bodago Call compare to the competition, and what's your percentage of clients that are prepared to use it?
Woo.
Long question. Did you get all that?
Yes, I got all that.
Oh, good.
Well, first of all, ISDN is hardly asked for at all. Again, this has to do with something. It's not the recording studios that are the majority of the clients of Bodago. And I would be very surprised if it would be different with any other voiceover casting websites. Well, they have more of those because they in general have more clients, unfortunately. That'll change soon.
Get the next but from Howard.
It's mainly people that probably have not so much background in audio production. And if they have, yes, there are occasionally people that want ISDN or something similar, but they are already used to that it could be Skype, that it could be even a phone patch. So it does not need to be necessarily ISDN. Now with Bodago Call, the question is theoretical anyway, because the clients can always choose to use Bodago Call for free. So if a client says, I want you to have Session Link Pro, you could always go back to him and say, boom, here is my link, just visit that link, and it works exactly like Session Link Pro or like IPDTL. And in case the client doesn't have recognized yet that Bodago Call is actually there. So this would never be a problem. There's one addition that I wanted to make earlier, because some voice talents may think, maybe those IPDTLs and Session Link Pros and Bodago Calls are not that great idea, because now I enable every client in the world to be there live with my recording, and it could potentially be consuming more time than we need, to say it in a friendly way. So, but I think, unfortunately, when we have this technology and it's like it's a fancy thing to listen to the action while it's happening, I think we'll see, like in numbers, we see more people wanting that because the technology is there. But I think then after a time it goes down again because people are getting used to it. They know that the voiceover talents can do their stuff even without them parenting them. So, but I would imagine we see a kind of a huge increase in clients wanting to be live at the recordings in the beginning.
Who we happen to know is over in the UK, right?
He is in
England. He says, great gigs come through your site, Armin, so thank you. Can you please give us an overview tonight of trends in general as you see them from the European perspective? For example, will even more of what used to be big studio session stuff be pitched to home-based talent? And is there more that we at home should do to make the most of the potential?
Ooh, of our potential.
These are heavy-duty, of our potential. Yeah, these are some heavy-duty questions.
So what I see is a little bit of a shift, but I would like to see it much more. In the beginning, when I started Bodago, I thought that the usual suspects that would use a service like that would be ad agencies and recording studios. And so I targeted the marketing towards them. And I was really, really surprised that I wasted all this nice money on a return on invest of zero, because the studios did not want to use the service, nor did the advertising agencies wanted to use that service. So I was thinking, why is this? And of course, the recording studios have been very much afraid that websites like Bodago will take away their cookies, or at least a share of the cake, and which is without doubt the case. But in Germany, when I started Bodago, online casting was not that was that well known, it was already in the United States or in the English speaking markets. So I think that was the major reason why recording studios were a little bit thinking like, nah, we don't use it. It's more the end of the world as we know it. So we don't want to support that. This has changed, and it's changing as I'm speaking. So I think over the next few years, there will be more and more jobs coming out of recording studios in Europe. Not so much in the US, because the US already uses online casting much more than Europe is doing. And so there is a shift there that Europe still needs to do, but it will come. But again, Budago Call will help that so much, because the studios, at least, if they don't want to use the talents of Budago at first, they will want to use Budago Call, hopefully, at first. And then this is hopefully the door opener where they finally see, at the end of the day, this is a great, great resource for great voiceover talents. We would be just stupid not to use it, because maintaining our own database as a recording studio, it takes time, it's hassle. Nobody has the time, nobody wants the hassle, so they should use the tools that are completely free for them. And I think the people will wake up and will realize what a great tool they are offered for free, and more will use the service. So this is definitely a shift that I think will happen, and the European market needs to catch up.
All right. Jack DeGolia asks, I often see on Budago that a client wants English neutral. Now, does that, should we assume that means British English, Oxford Dictionary English, or does it mean American English accent?
Okay. I know this is one that has been always very tricky. And it's like this. Okay. We have a client that is neither American nor British. Let's say he's from, somewhere in Scandinavia, let's say Finland. They have a website and they want an English voiceover for the website, but they want the voiceover not sound too American, nor too British, nor too South African, nor too Australian. They want an English that does not alienate any native English speaker, no matter where this English speaker is coming from. So if a US guy comes to the website, looks at the video, hears the talent speaking, he should not go like, ooh, that's a, and then whatever nation he does not like that much. So this is the major point. So it's an English spoken by a native speaker. That's important. It must always sound native, but not too local. I know that is still like a bit wobbly, but it's the best I can explain it. This is what the clients want. They want an English that is accepted worldwide, if you want to phrase
it. Or Des Moines or something along that. A neutral Midwestern type of accent that's not overly accented.
Yeah, there is an accent that it's called, or a dialect, it's called Mid-Atlantic. And as far as I know, it's spoken in parts of New York and I think in parts of Britain. And it's an acquired accent. And it doesn't sound too American and neither too British. It's kind of in the middle. And probably that's what the people do. I think that the South African accent is kind of neutral. But then again, what do I know? I'm not native English.
Good point. And it's interesting because, as you're saying, the Mid-Atlantic accent is, I confuse it all the time. Sometimes I'm talking to somebody from Baltimore or Virginia and I get confused that perhaps they're English when indeed they're, from Annapolis or something along those lines.
The most important point is, sorry to interrupt you.
That's okay.
The most important point is don't overthink it. If you speak English natively, and you're not sounding as if you're from Texas or sounding like the Queen, you're kind of good. At the moment, and maybe that's also not too well known, at the moment, English neutral jobs go out to all native English speakers, no matter if they are Scottish or UK or American. They don't even have to select the language English neutral in their profile. Every native speaker of English will get the job offer. And then it's up to the talent. If they think, I'm too British and I can't do that, then well, fair enough. Reject to audition is a virtue, but that's a completely different story.
Yeah, definitely. Lynn Foley asks, my previous experience with pay-to-play sites, as we call them here in the States sometimes, has been that auditions don't get listened to, projects are not closed, and only a select group of voice talent members who are in favor with the sites get promoted. How does Badago ensure that each audition gets proper attention and the projects get completed?
So in Badago, there is nothing like a project closed functionality. The projects have a deadline. If the deadline's gone,
okay,
the job will be
done.
We'll wrap it.
Okay.
So, and the other thing that presentation of talents, there is two things when it comes to the presentation. Some people think you need to be really, really fast. And that is right if the voice seeker goes to the website every 5 minutes and looks for new auditions. Then if you're really fast, you would be like one of the first he listens or she listens to. But what if it takes 2 days before the client comes back the first time to the page, although he got all those emails telling him, hey, there's a new offer. But he says, I set my deadline a week in the future, so I come back before the deadline ends. Because then the very last audition is the first audition he sees in the list. So this balances between the fast ones and the ones that come later. It's a nice natural way to balance it out that everybody gets a fair amount of recognition. What is not done at all is no talent is favored over the other whatsoever. There is absolutely no algorithm that interferes with where are you standing in the list. It's just the time that you sent the audition to. So, of course, I cannot guarantee that every client will listen to every audition. Yeah, there are some times when people or when jobs have up to 100 auditions, that happens. And you probably think, oh, after the 50th audition, maybe he already found the voice. Could be. Maybe there was a voice so great that he said, this is exactly what I was listening for, what I was searching for. Well, then he wouldn't have made it anyway, because that audition would still be there, even if he would have listened to your audition. But my experience is that the audition get listened to. It's not that every job has like 100 auditions. There is still it's not a dilemma. I think it's just a fair open market. I don't want to restrict the talents in like, you only can audition for X amount of jobs, or a job only can have X amount of auditions. I think it should be, there's a deadline and the client can choose what the deadline is. And if a lot of auditions come in, then he can listen to them. I want it to be as free and as open as possible. And I think so far, Badago is doing fine with this strategy.
Tonight, I appreciate you staying up late so we can talk to you there in Germany. And if people want to get a hold of you or go to the website, what's the best way to do that?
The best way to catch me is write a mail to armin@badago.com. I'll do my best to answer in a very short amount of time. Sometimes I really miss emails. Sometimes they get to when there are many mails, then it could take a little time, but usually I'm pretty good at answering very, very fast. Just remember, Germany is 6 hours ahead of you, even 9 hours in your case. So, take that into account, but usually I'm more than happy to answer the questions if they are not covered in the FAQ. If it's questions that are covered in the FAQ, I'm very sorry. I will not even answer.
And good point.
Yeah, and if they're technical questions, send them to us.
Yes.
Thanks a lot, Armin. We really appreciate you being with us tonight.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure. And now I'm going back to the Olympics. You guys have some more fun on your show. I hope you got many viewers. Greetings from Germany. Cheers and bye-bye.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Tschüss. Thanks for coming on.
All righty. Well,
that's great.
That's all for now. We're going to be doing our wrap-up in just a minute here, so don't go away. We'll be right back here on VoiceOver Body Shop.
Having dinner tonight? How about having some...
Well, you know... One of our favorite people is David H. Lawrence, the 17th. Not only because he's just a nice guy, but because and someone giving of lots of information and stuff, but because he's also kind of, I guess, technically has some technical acumen to him.
Oh, yeah, dude. He's a big geek, man.
Yeah. Tries everything. Mm-hmm. But everybody has an app for something. You know, there's an app for that. Well, David actually has a great app called Rehearsal Pro. Now, what is Rehearsal Pro? It's got a lot of features to it. It's, you know, it's designed primarily for stage actors and people who are in the movie business out here in Hollywood. But there, I'm sure there's a lot of you out there that get to do local theater, community theater is a lot of great stuff. But Rehearsal Pro is a great app that helps you learn your lines. And can't beat that. Being someone who can't remember lines for anything, got to use this app. And but the reason that, that David has it for us and wants to talk to you about it is that it also has a voiceover audition feature. So you can look at it and you can use it to record your auditions and send them directly from the application, which is not as easy to do on an iPhone or an iPad or something along those lines. So what you got to do is go over to rehearsal.pro, rehearsal.pro, and check it out. Look at all the features that this great app has to help you with your acting, because it's all acting, and what it'll do for you as a voice actor. So actually, if you learn your lines while you're reading an audition, if you go through it and memorize it, then it suddenly sounds like you, and that's what they're looking for. So go over to rehearsal.pro and search for rehearsal or research for rehearsal in the App Store. And be off book and book more work with Rehearsal Pro.
VoiceOver Body Shop. Learn the latest in voiceover technology. Learn how to get rid of that. VoiceOver Body Shop, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, on VOBS.us.
Are you confused about how to set up and maintain a professional quality voiceover studio? No wonder. The information out there is mostly mythology. This is the best microphone to use. You have to have a preamp. You need a soundproof booth. This software is the best. Your audio must be broadcast quality. Consult with someone who knows the truth. Someone who's been there, in the trenches, doing voiceover for over 30 years. Someone with unparalleled experience with voiceover studios. Who's worked with hundreds of voice actors and designed hundreds of personal studios. He knows how to teach and cares about your success in one of the harshest environments known to voiceover, your home. Dan Leonard, the Home Studio Master. Separate myth from fact and get a handle on your personal voiceover studio. Contact the Home Studio Master at homevoiceoverstudio.com. Drop off a specimen of your dry audio for a free analysis.
All right. Well, time to wrap things up in our normal traditional way, although it was wonderful of Armin to join us from Munich.
Yeah.
And it was fun to be in the chat room for once.
That's
which
right.
I don't get to do very much
anymore.
We time
shifted tonight, which we don't do that often, but that was recorded 4 hours ago. So we get to sit and watch our own show, which was a lot of fun.
And hang out with you guys. And it was great to see all of you in there. A lot of people who I miss and love and can't wait to see sooner than later.
Sooner,
something like that. Yeah. Anyway, coming up on our show, next week we have Joe Zija.
Yeah.
He's a voiceover author who moved to L.A. in 2015. Sounds familiar.
That's right.
I'm sure we'll have lots of notes to compare.
He's a local. He's right across the valley from you.
Ah. Yeah. He's like over that way somewhere.
Yeah, he's over that way somewhere.
That way.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, guys have no idea what direction we're facing. but that's next week, and that should be a very interesting talk about what LA is really like, because, it'll be a lot of stuff. Right. August 22nd, Richard Dorton. Now, who is Richard Dorton? He is the top mocap man in LA.
Apparently.
Yes. Now, for mocap. Explain mocap.
Motion capture. So if you're a voice actor working in LA, and you're a physical actor who likes to be in a skin-tight bodysuit with 1,000 little dots and working on a stage. It's a very unique beast, but it's being done more and more. It's what's used to make a lot of the video games and some of the animation you see these days. So he'll tell us all about it. I'm curious about that.
That should be a lot of fun to talk about. Yeah. Something maybe you've never thought of doing.
That's right.
Maybe you get the opportunity to do that. Mm-hmm. Our donors of the week?
Yeah, we got a slew of them as usual.
Outstanding.
Mike Martin.
Thanks,
my friend. He donates a little bit every single month. Eric Aragone, every single week. Every episode. Voice Over Dude, Cam Cornelius. Thank you, my friend. We've got donations coming in from Amy Sorenzi. She never misses a month. She's a subscriber. Also, we've got one from, looks like, Trey Mosley, who's in the chat room all the time.
Trey, you rock.
You guys are great. Thanks. So, great. Great group of people that support our show. Besides our sponsors, you guys support our show too. And that little bit of extra push we get allows us to do things like have our new producer in the studio,
right.
Andrew.
Put the camera on so Andy can wave again, because he was so busy tonight.
There he is. Yeah, he didn't have a lot to do tonight. Yeah. But it's great to have him here. We can do stuff like that thanks to your sponsorship. If you want to support us, there's a link right on VOBS.TV.
It's right up there somewhere to support us. And that's a big help. Let's see here. What else we got? We have the new VOBS logo gear at VOBS.TV.
Yeah, if you want to get a mug or a shirt.
It's a big red banner on there. Just click on
thong.
It.
Thong.
Shower curtain.
Shower curtain with one logo on the middle. Yeah, okay. Some of the graphics may not work that well. But, hey, it's fun. It's Cafe Press. Click, demand, on-demand ship. You get it within about a week and a half, 2 weeks, pretty quick. I ordered a few things, and they came fast. So,
cool.
It's fun.
Yeah. And maybe we're talking about maybe getting a new logo, unless you like that one.
Yeah, no.
Unless you want to submit a new logo to us.
We might have a little logo contest.
We might. We have lots of interesting prizes to give out.
Yeah. We'd love to have your ideas for the show.
Yeah. Empty beer bottles.
Empty beer bottles.
That have been personally drunk out of by Dan and Jordan.
Dan's 416.
No, you cannot
just
have 416.
Kidding.
Interesting how you have that stored.
Yeah.
But anyway, go over there. Lots of stuff. Everybody wants a VoiceOver Body Shop mug.
That's right. At VO, or actually at Edge, one of our sponsors.
What's going on at
my
Edge?
My company. If you always want to know what they're up to, the best way to do it is to just follow at Edge Studio on Twitter. You can also subscribe or like them on Facebook. I'm teaching a webinar tomorrow night on Adobe Audition. It's our 101, Adobe Audition 101 for voice actors. So that's going to be tomorrow night at 4 p.m. Pacific. So if you want to sign up for that, that's where you want to go, edgestudio.com, for everything that we're teaching and what we're up to.
Right. Show logs, where they always are, right above us. Jack DeGolia taking down every word, so you know exactly what was said and when it was said on our show. So make sure you go over there.
The podcast version of the show. Sorry for those that are a little bit waiting for the next episode. We got lagged behind, but we're going to catch up, we promise. It's on Stitcher Radio. It's on iTunes. It's on Podbean. If you like audio versions of our show, the podcast is for you.
Right. Also, send in your voiceover for the openings, which we talked about.
Yeah.
I think Anthony suggested that perhaps we have a link to just the opening. on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe so people can watch it over and over and over again and write down the words. Or maybe we could. I could just post the script with that.
Should we have one without the VO on it, too?
You could do that.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I'd make it even easier for people.
All right. Let's see. And you want to be in our studio for this show? If you're here in the Valley on a Monday night and you got nothing better to do,
come see us.
Come see us. Send us an email at theguys@vobs.tv and say, we're going to be there. And you can hang out in our incredibly huge hall-like studio.
Capacious.
Capacious?
Studio.
Capacious?
It's a word, isn't it?
Like salubrious.
Yeah, it's a salubrious.
It's a salubriously capacious studio.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've got to thank our sponsors. Harlan Hogan over at voiceoveressentials.com.
Mm-hmm. That's right. We had Voice Over Extra, as always.
Edge Studio, your employers.
Source Elements, makers of Source Connect.
VO2GoGo and Rehearsal App. Which you go to rehearsal.pro for.
That's right. Antland Productions, the killer demos, guys.
Uncle Roy.
Yeah.
All righty. Guess what? We have a Mugman music video following the show that you're not going to want to miss. Jacob's been very, very busy. So stay tuned for that right after the show. Got to thank, of course, Marcy for going to get her hair done tonight. Catherine Curran, our producer, for getting us all these wonderful guests. Anthony Gettig for monitoring the chat room tonight. And our new floor producer, Andrew Bushwitz.
Yay, Andrew.
All right. And Jack DeColi for the show notes.
And Lee Penny for doing the podcast.
And for being Lee Penny. All right.
We'll
see you all next week, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great week. I'm Dan Leonard.
And I'm George Whittam.
And this is VoiceOver.
Body Shop.
Or VOBS.
All right. Later, everybody. Better.
Good night.
Stay cool.
Well, I got a buddy and he's big and blue. He's got dark feathers and a waddle too. He's a great pet and friend, it's true. But get in his way and he'll hiss at you. He's the most loyal pet a mug could get. He's the coolest bird that I've ever met. He can be mean, but you can be chums, 'cause he'll change his mind for some plums. My pet cassowary, you should be wary, 'cause some people find him scary. I don't know why, 'cause he's a nice guy. Maybe it's the stink eye. He's got no wings, so he cannot fly, unlike a blue jay or Eurasian magpie. But that's okay, 'cause he can run real quick,
31 miles per hour, just to be specific.
Cassowaries have been known to kill, but I highly doubt that sunshine will. His hiss is much worse than his bite. He's heavy, but he takes things light.
My pet cassowary, you should be wary, 'cause some people find him scary.
He's from down under, and I wonder why people think I made a blunder. And to that I say, no way, he's my best friend.